This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Radio show.
A UPS truck, wait, take that back, a fake UPS truck was stopped carrying 77 illegals. Welcome, everybody. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. And the reason why this story is so interesting is because it talks about the guy who gets caught delivering these 77 illegals isn't going to be prosecuted or something. I was like, what are you talking about? You might be asking yourself the same thing. Here's what happened. A CHP, that's a California Highway Patrol, CHIP, officer pulled over what appeared to be a brown UPS truck. This is on January the 29th, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Truck had been weaving on old Highway 80, didn't have any tags. And so the cop says, whoa, hang on a second. I'm pulling you over. Pulls the guy over. A Border Patrol agent driving by asked the officer if he needed help. Seiler, accused of being the truck's driver, this is the guy that they got out of the truck, was already in the Highway Patrol vehicle by then. So aside from the weaving, the agent also observed this truck was riding really low. And it had a fresh coat of paint on the rear. See, when he went up to it after he pulls it over, this is the part of the story that really cracked me up. He smelled body odor mixed with the scent of a soap that's popular in Mexico. Now, that is one observant officer. Well, I guess they don't have ivory or Irish Spring in Mexico. All I can tell you, 5 o'clock in the afternoon in California, 77 banditos in the back of a fake UPS vehicle. Man, that had to be a funk fest. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it would have made George Clinton proud. Woo! Wow, man. I've come up on some nasty stuff. That I'm just saying, the dude smelled. Don't look at me like I'm crazy, like I'm being, you know, mean or anything. I'm not. I'm saying, dude sees. Okay, he's got enough evidence. It's weaving. Probably because the people may have been shifting, right? And the winds. Who knows? Maybe it was just a fact that many bodies. I mean, figure the average person, 150 pounds. I mean, at 100 pounds. 77, that's almost 80,000 pounds at 100 pounds. So you figure everybody's at least 150. I know Mexicans aren't that big necessarily, but then there are some that are. They can get as big as Samoans. So you're probably talking about 100 to 150,000 pounds in a truck that's not meant to carry that kind of weight. It carries mail, right? So I don't know what the – do you want to Google the standards on a UPS truck? I don't – I mean, I've seen them. I've been in them because my books came in them one time. And look, it's not meant for that many folks. So I can imagine how this dude is trying to keep this truck on the road. You know, he knows he's guilty. He's doing something illegal. So he gets pulled over, and, you know, the jig is up. Guy's name is Seiler. He's a U.S. citizen. Said the truck was his when he got pulled over, and he gave the cops permission to search. And there were 77 people, including 5 minors, inside, sweating heavily and standing shoulder to shoulder. I want you to think about the narrative of the left that, you know, America's a terrible country, we are oppressive to people, and we downtrodden, and there are people standing shoulder to shoulder. You've seen the inside of the UPS truck. Now, even if he gutted it out, it's still tough. I'm just telling you, that is a lot of folks. And unless he did weight distribution properly, it's tough to move that many people down the road. You know he didn't have those handles up like they do in the subways and in trains and stuff. No, You know he didn't have that. Sweating heavily. I'm sure somebody got him water or whatever, because that's the type of situation where people die. Complaint says, Seiler waived his Miranda rights, agreed to talk to investigators, and he said he's paid $100 for each unauthorized immigrant he transported. He was expecting 50 people that night, but there were 77. So he was like, well, you know what? $100 a person. So he's going to make $7,700. It's quite a bit. What did I say weight-wise? I got the weight wrong, didn't I? Oh, man. I said 80,000 pounds. 8,000 pounds. Yes, it's, the van could carry that many. All right, so my scenario of all the weaving and stuff was off. Hey, I told you I'm a mathematician. Oh, man, there were people. And you know, look, you're just catching. I'm just catching it. And I noticed you're just catching it, too. So, but I know there were people out there going, Kevin, what kind of math are you doing, dude? That's like 10 times the weight. Anyway, it was a lot of weight. So figure this, what, 15,000 pounds? Because you figure, let's just average 100 people at 150 pounds, 15,000 pounds. And you know some of them were bigger. Yeah, there were five kids, but the rest of them were big. Look, I'm not going to argue with you. People don't want to hear us arguing on the radio. Anyway, there's a lot of weight. And so I don't know what was making the guy weave or whatever, but apparently the truck was riding low to the ground. Didn't break an axle or anything with 80,000 pounds or 150,000 pounds in it, but it was a lot of weight, riding low to the ground, riding dirty too, as they say. And so he gets these people caught. UPS said that Seiler never worked for the company. The truck was not a real UPS vehicle, so Brown wanted to be out of it. And they are. They got nothing to do with it. But here's why. I think they let this dude go. I think they got a bigger fish. What do you think? I bet you they got, because you know, think about it. He got out on bond, but they somehow the charges got dropped. I'm just telling you, he's going to be in witness protection, because if it's like MS-13 or somebody bringing people over illegally, this dude's in trouble. He's in trouble. So he turned state's evidence, because that's how he got out of this. Because if he's getting paid $100 a head, and he's going to make, you know, $7,700, then somebody's making a lot more. Somebody's, if they're paying him $100, somebody's making $1,000, right? Somebody's making $77,000 to bring these people in, or more. I've heard coyotes charge $10,000. And you know, the minute they got here, whew, families were, you know, they were going to spread them out. If this had been Obama, this dude, nobody would have been prosecuted. Anyway, I want to talk about this Dreamer kid that was on TV the other day. This kid is somebody we have to know. His story is more important than I can even let you in on. I hope I can convey it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Valentine's Day to you and yours. Smoke them if you got them. Is that the right saying for Valentine's Day? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Big day for people out there with mates, spouses, or otherwise, whatever. LGBTQ, they celebrate Valentine's Day too, right? I mean, here's the thing about Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is a day for women. It used to be it was like a day where it was, I'm guessing, I did a thing on Valentine's Day a long time ago, and I just hadn't really paid that much attention to it, because it's a contrived day, right? It's a contrived day for lovers and people that, want to showcase their whatever, and I'm thinking to myself, shouldn't you be doing that anyway? Shouldn't you be caring? No, Kevin, it's a concentrated day. You do all those other things, but it's a concentrated day to make people understand how important they are. Okay. I think it's a concentrated day to sell a lot of flowers, to sell a lot of cards, and to, spur a lot of dinners. And does it make people reflect on their relationships? Perhaps, but so do other things. So does your anniversary. That's on a random day. You pick it. See, that's important because you picked that one. No, not this one. The people did it for you. And for guys, I'm not going to get all in your business, but, you know, it's kind of like that old, you know, engagement ring and wedding ring thing. Who gets holes? Who gets left holding the bag? Huh? Come on, fellas. The guys, you get left holding the bag. You get the band. Mama gets the fat rock. Speaking of a fat rock, did you see Melania Trump? They did a picture of her, and she was walking somewhere recently, elegant dress, and they had a picture of her hand, and the rock on her hand, I mean, she'd have to do push-ups with her ring finger. I'm telling you, keep that rock on there, you got to be working that bad boy out, because you have to take that booger off like about 2-3 hours into the day and give your finger a rest. Whew. Whew. Yeah, that's the kind of rock where you say, okay, here's the deal. That's anniversaries, Valentine's Day, your mad at me days. That covers a lot of days. That booger was bad to the bone. I mean, if you're into that kind of thing. There are a lot of ladies out there just have the band like their men. Good for you, ladies. What you're saying is, I don't need all that. I'd rather put that in my house. I'd rather put that in my car. I'd rather put that into my kids. I don't need that $40,000, $50,000 rock. Hey, if you're making that kind of coinage and you want to drop that kind, you know, that big of a load on a rock, good for you. You know, keep that capitalism moving. Just make sure it's not a blood diamond. But boy, most people, it's kind of like, I look at these wedding dresses and I'm thinking, you know, seriously? Bride's going there with a budget. Yeah, my budget for my wedding dress is $15,000. And I'm like, that's the budget for like Haiti. You know? Really? I saw a girl. Oh, secret shame. Yeah, about to hear my secret shame. I was watching Say Yes to the Dress. By accident, it was on. And I watched a girl buy like an $80,000 wedding dress. What's in it? Is it woven with gold and woven by angels? What could this dress be, this 80 grand? I'm sorry. Oh, Kevin, you don't know anything about wedding dresses. You're right, I don't. I put mine up years ago. And look, I'm not trying to rain on people's parade. I get it. It's a big day. You've been a little girl. You've been groomed. It's kind of a strange way to put it. But you've been groomed to go for this big day and the big fat rock and the big expensive dress and the big expensive wedding. And these weddings, I saw a wedding that cost, I think the dude probably dropped a mil. I know I was in a wedding where the guy, the father, dropped over $1 million for his daughter's wedding. Susan Mormon. They had, get this, 14 wine and, what do they call it? Champagne stations. And here's what it was. Y'all think I'm kidding, but I'm not. It was a wagon load of champagne with a donkey and a bear, a wagon hitched to a donkey. 14 locations around the ranch. But they had these. And when I tell you that every one of those donkeys, the wagons, was loaded with champagne, I'm going to guess and say every one of those donkeys had a minimum of 100 bottles of champagne in that thing. I'm not talking cheap stuff. I remember when they were wiring up the lighting of the trees, and Betty Mormon, Lou said to Betty, he goes, if I had known how much it was going to cost for just wiring these trees, I might have not done that or something like that. It was done at Greenwood Farms, San Antonio, Texas. They had these little things that floated on an Olympic-sized pool, little things that I didn't even know they made these, but they were little flower-like things, and they were candles, and they floated on the pool as the wedding was going on. It was at dusk. Susan comes in this really beautiful carriage. She married John, a guy named John, and you know, I don't know what her dress cost, but it was a fortune. And I heard that Lewis Mormon spent $1 million for that wedding. I thought to myself, holy cow. Anyway, I don't know what's he spent on Valentine's Day. What do you get? What do you get for somebody when you're their family's filthy rich? Lewis had some money. There's no question he came from money, but Betty was from big time money because I knew her family quite well. What do you get her? Valentine's Day. I was at a party with them. I mean, we served the party. I was working. Okay. For those of you who think I'm all snooty and sadity and bourgeois, no. I was working the party. And the lady, the family that owned the Del Monte Corporation, the heads were there. Mrs. Head had a diamond ring on, and it was the biggest diamond ring I'd ever seen. Probably about the size of the one Melania wore. Because I said, Melania, I saw that picture. I said, they need to give Melania a midget that she can rest her hand on that midget's head when she's tired of carrying that rock around. You know what I'm saying? That is a big rock. See Mrs. Head, she's sitting over by the window and near the patio, and I see that stone. I'm serving drinks, but I was like, whoa, Mrs. Head, holy cow, how big is that rock, is that diamond? And she says to me, I've told this story before, she says to me, Kevin, it's impolite to ask a lady how big her rock is, you know, how big her stone is in her ring. And I said, oh, I apologize. I'm really sorry. You know, didn't know. Bad form. It's on me. My bad, okay? And then she whispered to me, 10 carats. 10 carats. And I'm not talking about one with a bunch of inclusions and bad color. 10 carats. And I can still see that ring in my mind's eye. That ring is, it's probably worth more than, what is a 10 carat well-cut stone worth? I looked it up. I wanted to be sure. From $16,000 plus per carat to $200,000 per carat. And you can bet your bottom dollar that Mrs. Head's diamond was in that upper range. That woman had $2 million on her finger. That's just bizarre to me, right? It's a stone. And we put so much value into it. It's almost like Hollywood, right? We put so much value into people that have no real... What's their intrinsic value? Nothing. Happy Valentine's Day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. 1-800-246-9646. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Part. I mean, I don't like amnesty part. I don't believe we owe them anything, you know. They seem to believe just because they were brought over that makes them a child of God, you know. The guy that murdered my son was brought over at 3 years old. He didn't stay 3 years old.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Jamil Shaw Sr., and he's talking about the death of his son, Jamil Shaw, a promising young athlete killed by an illegal, and as he's made pretty clear, an illegal who was brought over here under the DACA program, you know, made a DACA person, and everybody's like, oh, they're so great, they're just under the law, good kids, and all they want is a chance. Yeah, well, not all of them. So, hey, let's finish that clip, because I think it's powerful to hear Jamil Shaw. I've seen him in multiple events, and it's important to understand his side of the story.
You know, he had 3 gun charges. You know, his last one was assault with a deadly weapon, battery on a peace officer, and then they only gave him 8 months in the county jail, let him out 4 months early. The same day he got out, he was back to murdering. So just because you were brought over and, you know, and then they say you're, you know, the sins of the father on the kids. But what about the mom and dad? They bringing the kids over illegal. They're illegal. Nobody gets in trouble. And our family members are dead, and when we complain, we're racist.
Wow, that was powerful testimony. Powerful. He's so right, too. And this is a brother. You know, this, not that it should make a difference, but I'm just saying, you know, when you look at black folks, should be the most outraged. I'm not going to get into all the reasons, because you already know them. But I want to get to this Hilario Yanez story in just a bit, but before we get to that, I really do want this part about these people, these dreamers that are threatening to leave the country. Have you heard about these guys? Threatening to leave the country if DACA's not passed. And go where? Where are you going to go? Yeah. Dreamers who are illegally in the country, threatening to leave the country if no deal is made to keep them here. Let that sink in. I mean, these are not the brightest bulbs in the box here. Where are you going to go? Michelle Malkin has this to say back in September in a Fox Business interview, and it's more relevant now than it was even then. She says the fact is that if there were a single deserving dreamer in this country, they would be deserving because they would acknowledge that they are owed nothing and that they deserve nothing from a country into which they were born because of their parents' illegal activity. Then they weren't born here. They were brought here, is what I think she meant to say. She went on to say this: you can talk to anyone who's come into the country the right and proper way, including my own parents. There are many first and second generation Americans who understand that citizenship is a privilege, not a right. And when you have an entire class of 800,000 people who feel entitled to be here, despite the law, you're creating the very trouble we're in now. Michelle Malkin, my good friend, is 1,000% right. These kids that go and march, carry their Mexican flags in L.A. and all over the country, wherever they are, and don't understand that, look, we get it. Many of us get it. For those who haven't gotten it, I would venture to tell you Donald Trump's done a pretty good job of making you understand, you know what, these are not circumstances that these kids brought on to themselves. It would be different if they had done it. To go after their parents is certainly a viable thing to do. But the idea that you have to look at these kids and say they're criminals, no, they're not. They are victims of their circumstances. And nobody's explaining that better than Donald Trump. Until I heard this kid, Hilario Yanez. This kid has it together. And I want to play the clip of him on Fox News, Fox and Friends, the other morning. And I was going to cover this the other day when I saw his interview, and I said, this kid deserves more time, because what he said is a lot more poignant than you'll glean out of an interview like that. So let's play the clip, and then I'll talk about it.
Who was brought to the United States from Mexico when he was only 1 year old, and he joins us now. Welcome, Hilario.
So, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. So tell us what you like about the president's plan.
Well, let me begin by first thanking Donald Trump for his leadership, his compassion, and also the courage to take on this issue. At the end of the day, he's a guy who wants to provide a pathway to citizenship for myself and really, make a difference in my life. So for that, I'm for that. I believe we need to have border security so this doesn't happen again. That's very important. And if a wall is necessary to add an extra layer for Border Patrol to do their job in a safe and responsible manner, then, I think it's necessary to fund it. The last couple of points is the diversity lottery. I think it's outdated. I think it's time for people who want to come to the United States to focus on skills so that they can contribute to the American economy right away. At the very end, the Republicans are in a unique position to really lead on this and really provide immigration reform that's long overdue.
Hilario, what do you make of the way Democrats have postured on this fence? Talking about dreamers, saying they're their advocates, but ultimately tying it to budget gimmicks and floor speeches.
Look, so, 3 points that I want to make about that. Number one, the Democratic leadership, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, have no clear message. We have been confused. I think at the end of the day, they've been using us as pawns. The second point that I want to bring is that they should have never shut down the government over DACA. We should have never held our American people and our military hostage. There's plenty time on the table to fix this. March 5th is the deadline. And you can see Republicans already are willing to do something about it as we speak. And the last thing, point that I want to say is that, look, Democrats, they own all three branches of the government back in 2008 to 2011, and they still chose to do anything. So at this point, I'm quite Great frustrated point. With the Democratic leadership, what they've done.
Holy smokes, right? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Hilario Yanez. Don't be surprised if this kid goes rocketing through the Republican Party. Don't be surprised if he becomes a solid advocate of Republican values, conservative values, and stuff like that. And by the way, I got another clip we'll play for him. We're not going to do it this section because I got to play. I want to discuss what he talked about. The first thing this kid did was to thank Trump for his leadership, compassion, and courage. Wow. Goosebumps. Then he went on to talk about the Trump policies that were going to stop people like him from having to have that fear, come to this country legally. So he says, border wall, border security, get a wall, protect the Border Patrol agents, get rid of the diversity lotto. He says it was outdated. He says we should focus on skills that will let people contribute right away. But what he said that was the most important part of this whole thing, Republicans are in a unique position. Think about this. The Republicans have the ability to steal something from the Democrats, something that the Democrats don't want for the right reasons. This kid understands that. The Democrats, he said, have no clear message. And in fact, They're confusing dreamers. They're making it was the push and pull. We're going to get you here. No, we're not. We're going to get you here. No, we're not. These kids wanting to come out of the shadows, wanting to live the American dream, and then being used as pawns. And that was his words. Then he goes on to say this. The Democrats shouldn't have used us as pawns to shut down the government, which builds animosity to the taxpayers. Now, he didn't say that. He says they shouldn't hold the taxpayers hostage using us as the pawns. Using us is the fuel. They're pitting the American people against us, and all we want is to come out of the shadows and be legit. And he got it. And then he says, if they wanted to get this accomplished, and this is, let me tell you, I don't know how many, you know, Latinos or other kids are going through this, or if they feel this way, but this kid got it. And he says, if they wanted to get it done, they had all three branches of government, and they did nothing. All they've done is frustrate us. Back to the Republicans. He recognizes the Republicans have offered to do this. They want to do it. See, that was the dirty little secret. In the past, everybody would pretend to want to do it and do nothing. Because it was a convenient little thing to kick the can down the road here. Everybody now knows Trump will get it done. Period. And you can't, there's no more hostage holding of the American people or Donald Trump on it. I saw one cartoon where they had Chuck Schumer painting the floor black as he was painting himself into a corner. And I thought, and it said DACA in the corner. And it was so true. It was so fitting. But it's exactly what's happened. The Mexican kids know Republicans want to legalize you. Why are you marching against Donald Trump? Why are you afraid of Donald Trump? He has said, I don't want to legalize 800,000 of you. I'll legalize the 1.6 million of you or 1.8 million who are hiding in the shadows. I'll legalize all of you. But here's what we're going to get. And these kids that are here are going, God bless this man. We got more in a minute.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Before we go back to Hilario, the dreamer, who has just explained that the Democrats are in big trouble on DACA and the Republicans now have the ability to become the savior of the Mexicans, the ones who are here illegally because of their parents and want to get out of the shadows, and the Republicans are going to become known for the ones who've done it. Let me tell you, that's what the Democrats are struggling to come up with right now. But before we get back to that, because I want to play the second part of this kid's talk on Fox News that just had me at hello. You know, I feel like I was in Jerry Maguire. You know what I mean?
You had me at hello, Hilario. Mucho gusto, mi amigo.
You know, but I want to play. I want to play Joe Walsh, California legislator, talking to his group about illegal immigration. And this is a great speech. And we'll play the second Hilario when we come back from that. Well, after I talk about Joe a little bit, because he delivers this in such a great way. You gotta see. Pardon me, if you get a chance. I hope you get a chance to see it, because it's even better. Here's a clip.
amazes me that a sovereign nation allows millions and millions and millions and millions of people to come in illegally. This issue, more than anything, put Trump in the White House. We cannot be living with a different set of facts. The crime rate among illegals in this country far surpasses. Chewy,
that's a lie.
If I'm false, I'll move into your district and I'll vote for you.
Show some evidence.
No way. According to our
own government.
Let me finish and then fire at me. According to our own government, the Department of Justice, the FBI, illegals make up 3.5% of the population of this country. 30% of the murders in this country are committed by illegals. Illegals make up 3.5% of this country. 75% of all federal drug offense convictions are committed by illegals. I'm going to say it again. Illegals make up 3.5% of this country. 17% of all drug trafficking convictions are committed by illegals. According again to the U.S. Sentencing Commission and the GAO, illegals are 3.5 times more likely to commit murder than a natural-born American and a legal American. I'm going to throw one more at you, Chewy. Two-thirds of all outstanding felony warrants in the city of Los Angeles are for illegals. 95% of all outstanding warrants for murders in Los Angeles are for illegals. Stop, my friend. I love you. But it's not even close. The crime rate, the murder rate, the rape rate, the drug offense rape for people in this country illegally far surpasses the natural born population. And last point, far surpasses legal immigrants. When we talk about this topic, sanctuary cities, what are we going to do for people in this country illegally? We always forget about people who are here legally. We always forget about those people in a line trying to get into this country legally. We always forget to talk about them.
Wow. Powerful too, right? Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. So, Joe Walsh giving you the numbers and the guy, that's nonsense. And then Joe goes, hey, here it is. DOJ, FBI. Don't believe me. Go look it up. Go look it up. What is so difficult for these people? Let me tell you what it is. They get told that this is the way it is, and they are lazy. Leftists are inherently lazy. They're not going to look it up. They're going to believe what the left says. Here are the talking points to refute whatever they say. Did you look at those? No. Did you fact check it at all? No. No, I'm just going to repeat it. And then a guy like Joe Walsh goes, no, I went to the FBI, the statistics, and looked it up. 30% in a 3.5% of the population, 30% of the murders. So putting this in perspective, 3% of the black population commits 50% of the murders. Between 6.5% of the population, illegals and black teens, 80% of the murders in this country are committed. Now, that's ridiculous. But you can't say anything about either one of them. They don't want to tell you that it's, you know, Pedro Garcia or Jaquan McDonald that did whatever. They just want to gloss over it and make you believe that you're safe when you are involved with any of these people. 3.5% of the population, 30% of the murders. Illegals, too. I mean, not that I'm going to break it out and say, well, at least the black folk killing people illegal, y'all. I mean, you can look at it that way. I don't care whether you're legal or you're illegal. You shouldn't be killing people, but you doggone don't want somebody coming over here and killing people. 75% of all federal drug convictions are illegals. So when Donald Trump says they're bringing their drugs and doing the drug, what do you think? He's just pulling that out of thin air, right? Yeah, because he's stupid. He's unhinged. The Wharton grad who took $1 million and made it into billions is unhinged. He doesn't know. He can't look at statistics. What's he ever done in his miserable life? 17% of all drug trafficking convictions. That is almost five times the amount of the people who are here. And oh, by the way, here's another little interesting stat. If you took the 3.5% of illegals and you boiled it down to the number of them that are actually doing the crimes, it would really get scary. Because, as the left will tell you, the overwhelming number of these people are good people. So let's say 80% of them are good people. You follow? If 80% of them are good people, of the 3.5%, that means less than 1% of these people are doing all of these things that we're talking about. They're 3.5% more likely to commit murder than a regular person. That's who you want running around here? Two-thirds of all outstanding federal warrants in L.A. are illegals. For all intents and purposes, that is a city, a sanctuary city run by nothing but illegals. 95% of all outstanding felony warrants for murder in L.A. are for illegals. What more do you need to hear? Anyway, let's hear the rest of Hilario's testimony.
Hilario, I read your story. It's very impressive. Why don't you tell our viewers a little bit about your story so they understand where you're coming from?
Yeah, so pretty much I came in the U.S., you know, when I was a year old. You know, I grew up as a child. At one point, I was homeless. You know, I grew up without a father in my life and also grew up in a rough neighborhood. But the reason I was able to overcome these challenges is because of the conservative values that I grew up with. And that's, number one, my faith in God. You know, I believe in Jesus Christ, my Savior. Number two is my family. I also believe in value, prosperity, hope, and also working hard and standing on your own 2 feet. And look, at the end of the day, I when I hear the national anthem, I get goosebumps all over me. I always pledge allegiance to the flag, and I would never disrespect it. I would never take a knee, and I would do anything to serve this country, to die for this country. And, you know, all I need is a chance.
Wow, man. Woo! I don't know what your feelings are about dreamers and all that, but you hear that kid? He could be a spokesperson for dreamers. He should be the one that the Republicans bring on and say, you're going to go into schools and you're going to talk to these Hispanic kids about what it means to be an American. He's more American than any Democrat serving in Congress that I know. I'd sponsor him. I'd adopt him. I'd get a girl to marry him. Whatever it takes to get Hilario into America is what I'll do. I will be the darn king of being Hilario into America. Only in America, baby. I mean, that kid, come on, what did that do for you? I will die for this country. I want to be a part of this country. Give me a chance. See, I train kids like him in martial arts. Now, look, in another sports too, but I'm saying mostly martial arts. This is a kid that wants it. Now, I'm not going to tell you every kid that's in DACA is this way. They're not. They've been indoctrinated to be leftists. But when they have to go through, and this is what I keep coming back to, DACA is going to backfire on the left big time. Number one, it already has. It will be Donald Trump's deal. It is no longer going to be a Democrat thing. It's going to belong to the Republicans, and it's going to be Donald Trump. And that's going to make lots of Hispanics go, I mischaracterize this man. They told me he's xenophobic. Think about this. People, pay attention. They said that Donald Trump hates Mexicans. Remember how they pitted him against that Mexican judge and all this? And Donald Trump says, no, I don't want to just bring 800,000 of them. I want 1.8 million or whatever the number is. And now people, well, he wants more? And then you got guys like Hilario who understand it. These people are in trouble. Ooh, I love this.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.